The Brethren of Chaos podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to the long-awaited episode 35 or 37, something like
one
that.
One of them numbers.
The 30s episode. We're back. We had a little hiatus. How many weeks did we have off? Two, three?
Three, I think.
Yeah.
Tres.
We've been recording for about 20 minutes. Probably longer than that, isn't it? We've just been catching
about 30
up.
30 minutes, 35 minutes.
Yeah, good half an hour. And I just said, I said to Steve, I want to start the episode right now because we just started talking about Jesse Marsh. Premier League football's come back since, it has come back since we've done an episode, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're back, and I want to take the start of this episode to talk about football because I just think it needs to be out here.
So
I feel like that'll settle me right back into the...
Slot you back in.
Ready for the topic. But Jesse Marsh is such... I get the lead start, should have been a foul and they should have had a penalty.
This is when he got sent off.
Oh my God, I've seen him. What a fucking baby.
What was it after the game, yeah? No, it was during the game. Yeah. And the ref comes over.
Yeah.
And he's like screaming at the ref.
At the ref, yeah.
He's not even screaming, actually. It's just like heavy moaning, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh my God, he's unbearable. And then, because Everton played Leeds a few weeks ago. And he was the same. It was because Everton, and I get, we took the lead early on. Leeds just came right on us. We were wasting time from the first half. Jesse Marsh is holding the timer on his fucking watch. like in the air, hand above his, arm above his head, holding the timer.
In the first half?
Yeah. He's ridiculous. He is.
What's his accent like? Is it proper American?
Yeah.
Because I can't remember him speaking.
He's full American, yeah. Oh, he's such a divvy.
Do you think he says all those American shit?
I hate him so much. I do. He's the manager I like the least and hate the most. Him. Who else do I don't like? Don't I like? I really don't like Brendan Rodgers. I think they should just sack him.
Yeah.
And I thought they should have sacked him at the end of last year.
What? He's got some serious problem with squad rotation.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work with him.
No. I hate that. Steve Cooper's a gormless bastard as well. Have you seen his face? At Forest. Have you seen him?
Something wrong with his face.
He looks like a character out of a comic book strip in a newspaper. Have you seen him?
I think I know what you mean, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I hate all of them at the minute. I hope Forest go down.
Do you? Why?
I hope Brendan Rodgers gets sacked. Because I think... Don't come to the Premier League for the first time in like 25 years and just go and spend almost 200 mil.
Unload all your money.
You've got 22 new players.
Yeah, it's a bit that when if you put that into perspective, that's a bit crazy, that isn't
and
it?
And everyone's going, "Oh no, Cal, no! I know they bought 22 new players, but they lost 8 at the end of last season because loans and contracts.
They lost 8.
8. They lost 8.
What would their training be like then?
I don't know. Loads of different new languages. Loads of new people don't know each other. All the old players who got them promoted have just been pushed down the pecking order, just like.
No,
we've brought these lads played in Europe, they're really good, we spent 20 million on these guys, so they're going to play above you this season.
Yeah, straight in.
Yeah.
No bueno there.
No.
So you want them to go down?
Squad harmony, I want them to go down.
Brendan Rodgers, you want him gone?
The thing, have
he's
you seen
so,
the
he's
news
just weird, isn't he?
He's just lost the plot, and he always does this, Brendan. He has 3 seasons, doesn't he? And then
he loses it.
Like he did it with Liverpool and got sacked. He should have been sacked last year, at the end of the year, because he sensed it. And they had no money to spend. So you go out and you go, right. Actually, it was probably safe with no money to spend to keep him.
To keep him?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I get it, yeah.
If Leicester sack him, they've got to pay him 10 mil.
Oh, yeah, there's all that shit, isn't there, when you sack someone?
Because he loves that. I bet he's put that in as well.
Do you reckon that's why he just knows after 3 years?
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing.
If I get to 2.5 years, if you sack me after 2.5 years, then you have to give me 10 mil.
Yeah. That, yeah. I think his squad rotation is ridiculous. Like he drops players who are in form, but someone will score like 2 goals one match. Clearly in form, playing good, or he's dropped next match.
I don't understand. He's just a divvy. He's so stupid. They sold Kasper Schmeichel, who they should have sold, who had a horrific season last year.
Not the best.
No, and he's too. I know I'm no spring chicken, no super athlete, but he's. he's too heavy set to be in the Premier League, Kasper Schmeichel.
He's a well-built guy.
He's got breasts.
Yeah.
So they sold him. And then you go, right, okay, you sold him. His wages are off. Surely you've got, like, a bit of money lying around to go and bring in another goalie, a young goalie.
Yeah, who have they brought in?
No one. Danny Ward's their number one goalie.
So was he the second keeper and he's just come up?
Yeah.
Gone into first?
Danny Ward.
I don't even know who he is.
He used to play for Liverpool. He's shit.
Duff.
He is. And they got absolutely, they get their arse handed to them by Leicester on the weekend. Good. By Brighton on the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Five something.
You're fucking, but I do really like Brighton.
Who's the manager for Brighton?
Graham Potter.
Yeah, Potter.
Do you know what I saw? I saw a tweet. It was like, I think Brighton might be the most likeable team in the league. Because there's no players that you dislike. The manager you love. You love watching them play. Yeah, he's just like, oh, go on, Brighton.
He's really turned that team around.
Yeah. But, and then I realised they had one player that everyone hated, and it was Neil Mope.
And now
he plays for Everton.
No, I think he's classed, though, Mope, in a way.
Yeah.
He causes a bit of controversy, doesn't he? Always like, messing around.
Like standing on people's toes and stuff.
That's what you want. That's what you need in the Prem.
He's good.
Fighting.
He should have scored.
Did he miss a sitter? I can't remember that derby. I just remember being very intense.
Yeah.
And then your Pickford just doing like a world class, literally a world class performance.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
He made about five great saves, didn't he?
Whew.
Five, six great saves. No, it was a good game, though. Do you know what that made me realise? I know Liverpool aren't, and I'd worry for Liverpool because.
Mm. Where's Salah?
Well, he's too wide. I don't understand.
Yeah. It's weird that, like, somebody's telling Salah to play that wide.
The whole Liverpool thing was, look how narrow that front three are.
Yeah, going into the box.
Yeah, Mane and Salah are right there in those channels.
Yeah.
Running into the
lethal.
Good diagonal runs. Why? I don't understand why Salah's all the way out there.
No, I've said it.
He has still
it happened last season as well.
Do you know why it is?
What?
Because everyone fucking loves Trent. That's what it is. And it's like, what do you want to do, Trent? Where do you want to play? I just want to play up front, please, boss.
Put me up front.
Yeah.
Put me in the box.
Because we're going to start it right back, but Mo's going to stay all the way out there.
Yeah, you're going to pass him.
And then you're going to pass him on the inside and just play wherever you want.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
No, I like Trent, but what they should do, and they haven't tried it yet, is, you know when it's going to shit and like they can't, you know the team sits back or something,
yeah,
and Liverpool can't do anything, can't create. Salah's just like playing as like fucking, he's the corner flag, isn't he?
Yeah, literally.
They should change it, so swap Trent and put Trent right on the front three.
Yeah.
And put Salah in the middle as a striker.
Yeah.
And then bring, I don't know, put someone at right back, move it. Just, you know, like, rotate it.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
a slight rotation of the squad on the pitch.
Yeah. It's just, you
but just mix it
should,
up like that.
You shouldn't have to do that. He should automatically be playing that wide. His best trait is how he crosses the ball.
Yeah.
He should automatically be playing in that channel.
Yeah, yeah, right
so
there.
That, because he's there. Even if he is playing at right back, you don't need anyone at right back.
Yeah.
You've got the ball.
Yeah, that's it.
70%
yeah.
of the time.
We don't need that much.
Then Salah automatically has to shift inside.
Yeah. That's Salah's best when he's in the box.
Yeah.
Doing jinx, dropping.
Mm.
Fucking
getting shots away.
What about Nunes? He's dreadful.
He's fucking...
Yeah, he's...
Don't know where you found him.
Do you know what was funny? Was like, I swear to God, I can't remember who or where I seen, but people were saying, who's going to get the most this season, Nunes or Haaland?
Oh.
Like, what?
Excuse
me?
Who are you putting in your fantasy? Yeah, Nunes or...
what? He's fucking dreadful.
He's literally...
He's a donkey. He's like Andy Carroll, but Andy Carroll proved himself he could be world-class, best player in the world on his day.
Yeah.
Nunes hasn't... He hasn't proved himself yet with that, though.
He did hit that volley, though, that Pickford saved onto the bar.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably the only good thing he did in the whole game. Because he also attempted an overhead kick that came like flying off his chest or something. I just don't understand.
I think it's just because we needed somebody like that. I think we needed somebody who could get on the end of Robertson and Trent's crosses in.
Yeah.
Because Salah's not going to win headers. Or Jota could win headers.
If Nunes was fit, you probably wouldn't have lost that. If Nunes played in that United game, you wouldn't have lost that game.
Just crossing it in.
Not even that, but it's just someone to get the ball up front to, someone who's there. But you never know. He's also just like fucking a little angry bastard as well, isn't he?
Well, he's shown to everybody.
Wind
easy to wind up. What about Diego Costa? come back to Wolves.
He is, yeah.
I'd like to see him back in the Prem.
I think he's put a bit of timber on as well. I think he's going to realise it's not quite...
Yeah, he's not as good as when he was,
2015 Diego Costa.
That's even better, though. Even more of him wound up.
That's a nightmare, that, for Wolves, by the way. Because they signed that Kalajic or whatever, the Austrian striker from Stuttgart, like 6 foot nine.
Oh, did he get injured?
He did his ACL in his first game.
Oh, fucking hell.
That's the only reason they're going for him. But then they're not sure whether Costa will get his work permit.
Oh, yeah, something's happened there,
hasn't
it?
Played enough games over the last 2 years or something. So they're still working it out. But I was watched, probably on TikTok or something, a video of Diego Costa in that season for Chelsea, and he was just an animal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, not like he's like, he only ever had like 3 good seasons. His whole career,
yeah. He appeared.
Yeah. Came out of nowhere. Chelsea always do that, don't they? Just sign a striker. They've got Aubameyang at the minute, haven't they?
Yeah, what do you think?
Starting tonight.
Think he'll do something?
Yeah.
Probably. He's not bad, isn't he?
Guaranteed goals.
He had one really good season at Arsenal, didn't he?
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah, he did.
Like, ridiculously underrated. Like, people don't put him as high as I think he did, that good.
And he's played for Tuchel before.
Has he?
At Dortmund, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I didn't think of that, no.
Yeah. That's the only reason he signed him.
Yeah, get him in.
Really good. It cost him 10 mil. And Marcus Alonso.
Have they got rid of Marcus Alonso?
Yeah, so if he scores 15 goals, you...
Yeah, that's it. So they're going to have him up front, Sterling one side.
And then whoever you want, take your pick.
You've got like 5 to pick from.
Havertz, Mount, Pulisic.
Whoever's just...
Ziyech.
Yeah, you've got to pick like one who isn't injured. That's basically what it is.
It's literally whoever you want. You could pick it out of a hat before every game. Goes, right, here's the squad, and then it's just a question mark on the whiteboard, and he goes, he takes out his magic hat, turns to people, and he spins it round. Oh, Hakim Ziyech in today.
Get your boots on.
Yeah, that's that. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know about Chelsea, though, I think, because he's struggling a little bit, isn't he?
Ziyech or Tuchel?
Tuchel. They lost, like, well, oh, my God. They are. Should we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, there's been a few.
Did you see the one in the Chelsea West Ham game?
Was that Coutinho's?
No. That was the City Villa.
Oh, that, yeah. Why don't we?
The Chelsea West Ham was Jared Bowen, where he runs over the keeper, trips over the goalie.
Yeah.
And then Corney smashes it in, and then they go back and say it was a foul on the goalie.
Yes, I did see that. And it was the opposite way around, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It
was unbelievable.
Some weird, weird VAR decisions, isn't it?
In every game.
The standard of refs, I think, is abysmal
now. Egos.
That's what, yeah, definitely.
The egos are too big. And do you know what sorts it out? And I said this to everyone. If those referees had to give interviews after the game...
They have to stand in front of people.
Yeah, where the players have to stand, they have to fucking...
Give answers.
Paul Tierney and his ugly... I don't know why he started shaving his head.
Yeah, he doesn't look right at all.
Stupid little bald head. He comes out, gets in front, gets a finger pointed at him going, right, I've got a list of all your decisions you made here.
You've got your answer to him.
That foul on Martin Odegaard made on Eriksen. You said it wasn't a foul to start with.
Yep.
You were told to go to the screen, you looked at it and then realised it was foul, but you let the foul go. What happened there?
Yep. That's 100% what should happen.
Because it's just the two, and I knew as soon as VAR came in that they'd get like this and they'd just be... there's just no pressure on any of the decisions they make because they think... Oh, if they get it wrong, they're going to pick it up upstairs.
Yeah, VAR will sort it out.
Yeah, but... And then that's the issue, because the referee's like that. So VAR was brought in, we're not going to re-referee games.
Mm.
Paul Tierney let that foul... He knew it could have been given a foul. He knew if that was in the box, it's probably a foul. If it's anywhere high pressure, it's a foul. It's in the middle of the pitch.
Yeah.
He's pushed him up, pushed him off. He's out-muscled him off the ball.
Yeah, that's it.
Eriksen's gone down because he thinks he's losing it.
Yeah.
I'm letting it go. Let the game flow. It's Arsenal United. Let's get some rhythm in the game. Let those little niggly ones go. It's only because Arsenal have scored off the back of it.
That they're like fucking scrutinizing.
They are. I've gone, oh shit. Paul.
We need to do something.
The papers are going to be all over that file if you don't go and have a look at it.
Yeah, fuck that.
But that's what I mean. So they're saying we're not re-refereeing games. It's that the complacency from the referees at the minute, because they think...
It seems like it's all the time.
Yeah.
Like, every match seems to have, like consistent refereeing problems. It's not like, oh, just one of the matches on the Saturday. Yeah. It's like every match has got a problem where the ref's done something silly.
It starts this way every season as well.
Is it getting worse? The referees, every season is getting worse.
Referees must spend all summer in Ibiza or something, getting off the chops.
Shaving the heads.
Yeah, because they always come back shit. Straight away. I don't get it.
Yeah, they need to start. You need to like ref one of the Sunday leagues or something.
They need to just scrap the VAR for on the pitch.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
What should they do?
Apart from offsides, yeah. Which the Champions League are literally, they've the first game, so like the Chelsea game or whatever's on now, I've got the semi-automated offsides.
Mm.
So it's literally a computer doing the offsides. It's a lie. You don't even need the fucking stupid linesman's running up and down anymore.
Man, they're not even needed it.
But VAR should be in for offsides. And then I think it should be in for possible red cards.
Yeah, some heavy, from different angles, yeah. Just a heavy, dangerous tackle.
And possible penalties only. So, like, not fouls in the box.
Yeah.
Penalties.
Yeah.
If a defender is fouling an attacker in the box.
Yeah.
Then look at it.
No,
the
I
referee
get
misses it, then look at it. But not
Pulling it back, like, all the way fucking centre of the pitch 2 minutes ago.
Exactly. Not if there's, like, because these referees get paid thousands of pounds a game.
Yeah, yeah.
So what they doing? They should be able to pick that up. And then I'm saying, like, only give penalties for, like, the attacking team. Because, and then it's not like, oh, but what about if the attacker fouls the defender in the box and need a free kick? The referee should pick it up.
Yeah, the referee should know.
Yeah, because they picked it up for how many years has association football been going on?
Yeah, and they can't do it now.
Yeah. It needs to change big time.
My last point on this. What the refs could do as well, this is a black and white thing, is pulling shirts. If a hand grabs a shirt,
yeah,
that's black and white.
Yeah.
You can physically see that the hand squeeze on a shirt.
Yeah,
it's not like people think, oh, it didn't, or it's black and white, isn't it? You could easily just start giving yellows out to that. And at first, there's probably going to be some harsh yellows. But, oh, they shouldn't. Why is he getting yellow? But after a while, it'll just eradicate. People won't do it anymore because they know it's black and white. They know I'm going to get a yellow for it, and that's it.
But sometimes
shirt pulling will go.
But I like the tussle of a. Do you know, like in the derby when they throw each other on the floor? Like
yeah,
the tussling.
I get that at the corner.
Yeah, then I don't want to give yellows out for that.
No, yeah,
so I still want that. I think it's when you've grabbed
I want to
get as little yellow cards out as possible.
Yeah, you know, part of me feels like that as well.
Yeah, I do. I want
to
let...
You just want it just to be heavy. All the tackles going in.
Well, I just want all those little fouls just to be gone from the game. Like, just don't give it. Like, that one on Ericsson.
Oh, I totally agree.
Isn't a foul.
No.
All games. You see, they get complimented every time. And who was the referee for the Everton game? Andrew Taylor, who's fucking dreadful, by the way.
Horrible ref.
He refereed like those little fouls and they let the game go.
Yeah.
Quite well. Every game should be refereed like a derby.
Yeah.
Every game. I don't care if you're watching Brentford v Wolves.
Pump the tempo up.
Yeah. It should let those little ones go.
And I know what you mean there, yeah.
Because the stop start, everybody hates it. Everybody hates a game like that.
Actually, yeah, that's when it. What the they've been talking about that, haven't they? Like even the ball in play.
Yeah,
they're trying to keep that more, aren't they?
Yeah, keep the ball in play. Well, they want to start. They were going to start trialing stopping the clock, weren't they?
Yeah.
When the ball goes out
and then that's it. You're going to have 90 minutes, aren't you?
It's
playing
no time wasting then.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, you want to take ages? What would
Pickford?
Goal kicks?
What would Pickford do then?
Well, it like going down and stuff, you'd still be able to, but stopping the clock for like,
yeah,
or when they're like trying to get the ball back or taking ages, taking a throw in.
Yeah, it just gets rid of that, doesn't it? People stop pissing around then. Yeah. Just get the ball back in play.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
You can have your breather, but you're not wasting any time because we're still playing.
Yeah, I like that.
I think there's just so much I would love to just be stood in front of the FA or the Premier League or wherever and just spout like this for hours.
Just give him it all.
Yeah, because there's that on the operations of the game of the Premier League. But then I was speaking about this today in work, and I've probably spoken about it on the podcast. The fact that the Premier League aren't streaming or distributing all of the games themselves is a farce now.
Oh, 100%.
Because
you've said this to me, yeah.
It's because it's coming out again. People are devastated that we want to watch football. I want to watch my team every game.
Yeah.
I haven't got a season ticket to Everton. I go to as many as I can go to. but I haven't got to see. I don't get to see the 3 o'clock kickoffs.
Yeah,
legally.
It's fucking shit, that isn't it?
Yeah. And my cousin Sean in Australia is coming over in November, and he's a Liverpool fan, so he's like, "There's no way you can get Liverpool tickets, is there?" And I said, "I can't, mate. They're like gold dust. But if you want to, we can go to an Everton game."
To an Everton game.
And he was like, "Yeah, I'd like to go. I'd like to go to a game."
Yeah, that's an experience,
so,
isn't it?
And then he starts planning all of his, like, right, we can go to the pub to watch this. We'll go to Liverpool to watch. We're going to town to watch this one. And I'm like, hang on, Sean. So he's sending me, can we watch? But obviously, they're all his times on. In Australia, they've got Opta Sports, which is streams every game.
Well, that's it. Every country outside of England gets all the games.
Exactly. So he's going, we'll go to the pub to watch this, go to your local. And I'm like, yeah. And then I look and I'm like, oh, sure, it's a 3 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, they don't have it.
We can't watch 3 o'clock kickoff.
Legally.
Which is ridiculous. So
it's absurd that.
And do you know the reason why?
What?
Because they want to keep stadiums full.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wait, what? I don't think that would affect it at all.
I was saying...
If anything, that would make people like more into fucking football.
Nobody goes to the stadium because...
It's not on TV.
Because it's the best view of the match. If you wanted to go to the stadium to see the match the best, you wouldn't... The best way to watch a match is on the telly. You've got all the cameras, all the replays, everything like that.
Yeah, you can see it all.
Yeah. People go to the stadium.
For the whole experience.
People buy season tickets for the experience.
Yeah,
the
whole
atmosphere.
Day out. Yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know it was that. Now that's silly. That's a silly excuse.
And all the Premier League clubs as well, if they're worried that, oh, we might lose 1,000 season ticket holders, there's 1,000 people in a queue who'll take those season tickets.
Yeah, definitely.
Trust me. I guarantee that. I put money on that for every single Premier League club.
Yeah, no, I think that's so silly, that saying.
Because they could just wipe fucking NBC and ABC or whatever in America, CBS Sports or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
They'd wipe Sky and BT Sport, Amazon, they'd wipe Opta Sports in Australia and just go, right, all yous, we'll pay you to use your infrastructure and all that and whatever we need to use, but we're going to take all the streaming rights onto an app or a channel that people have to pay. Everybody in the world pays £10 a month for.
And you're going to make a shitload of money.
Billions.
You're going to make so much money.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to do it.
And somebody, like, I'm sat here with no business. I've got a fucking C in A-level business.
That's still a pass.
And I'm sat here with that. Somebody must have gone to the Premier League.
And said that.
And said,
there's a lot of money here that can be made.
Yeah.
Well, it must be, maybe Sky, BT, all stuff like that, are doing stuff behind the scenes to try and hold on to the worm.
Well, they all sign multi-year deals as well.
Yeah. Like, even Amazon's got, like, rights to match now, haven't they?
Yeah. So you'd probably...
They're probably all fighting
probably
for
wouldn't
it
happen for another 5 years, something like that, but... I just... I don't know why it hasn't been done. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
Like, I'm literally the greediest. Like, they are like such a greedy corporation, aren't they? The Premier League, the FA, everything. It's money, money, money. Is sports at the minute. Is football.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I just don't understand why.
Why aren't they using that?
Because Sky don't pay that. Don't pay anywhere near that much money. Because you know, because the TV rights, the TV money gets released every year. I don't know what, the clubs get 30 million every year, something like that.
Is that it?
Every Premier League club.
Yeah.
For every game. And then in Scotland, they only get like fucking 200 grand or something. It's mad. No, because they don't show that many.
Yeah, they don't have that many on.
Yeah. And then, they're fighting for all the other, you can give that money out to the rest of the European leagues. Like, the Italian league have just fucked up, or the French league, whichever one it was that fucked up all theirs and lost all their TV money a couple of years ago. I think it was the French league, because then I think the company that was doing theirs went bust and they lost all the TV right money in France. And that's why everyone in France was trying to sell the players.
What? I didn't know. And what happened after that?
I don't know what happened.
And like, who could you watch the matches?
Yeah. I think BT picked them up.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But then BT and Sky can offer those leagues that money. And so, I know you don't want to say, like, if the Premier League are making billions, then each Premier League club gets £1 billion every season. Which means ridiculous, but they probably stagger it a little bit.
Mm.
And you could reinvest into everything. You could have the best streaming platform in the world.
Yeah.
It's just like anyone's ever seen you're making that much money. And then
there's
Sky,
no limit, isn't there?
No. And then Sky and BT and Amazon and whoever, you can spread that money around to the rest of Europe. But actually they're not, because Sky and BT, you can't, there is no Sky in, there is Sky in Germany and France, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't think it's as, is it as big?
I know, we'll just push them out of our country and go.
Get out.
Yeah. Because we were talking about it, and it's like, remember in lockdown when they were showing every game?
Yeah.
What's so bad about that? Because people couldn't go to the stadium.
Yeah, couldn't physically get.
And they started charging people, and then they realised, oh, we can't charge people. So tried to charge people £15 a game.
To watch it?
Yeah.
On what? On Sky?
Three o'clock kickoffs. No, on. I can't remember how you did it. I was trying to work it out.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, but they were trying to charge people. And then I think Gary Neville came out and said, you cannot charge people to watch.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
Gary Neville, the voice of reason.
People are still paying season tickets to the games they can't go to.
Yeah, and then you're charging them.
Yeah. And then people were like paying for a Burnley fan and pay to watch Burnley Norwich 0-0. And about one shot on target. Yeah. All game. And everyone would be devastated. But yeah, that's football at the minute. How are you doing FPL-wise, Steve? Because we are in the Kurdistan Workers League.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. That, I think. I'm not... Where am I?
Like, you're right down near the bottom.
It's because I didn't have Haaland, but I've got him in now.
Yeah.
My team's looking good. The worst one is the head-to-head league. You know...
Oh, you got your first win the other day, didn't you?
Well...
I lost by a point.
Well, I've been saying this head-to-head... So the normal fantasy league...
Yeah.
You get your points based on who you pick.
Yeah.
And your points directly go onto the board.
Yeah.
Now, in the head-to-head league, you could, like, fucking pick a dead good team, get a load of points, beat nearly everybody else, but the person you're head against... You're like playing against, may beat you by like 1 point, and that's it. You don't get anything.
Yeah.
Even though you fucking smashed it, I think it's just
it's
the game's already fluky.
It's luck.
And then that head to head bit now is like the whole thing's just redundant.
Yeah.
You could smash it, and it still doesn't matter.
Yeah, and everyone's got near enough the same teams at the minute.
Yeah.
So.
It's not that good. That head to head leagues.
I never liked them anyway. No. I like the original leagues.
Yeah, they're the ones.
Because I played Matty this weekend.
Yeah.
And he was talking to me about it all weekend because it was close. It was literally a point in it. It finished. He beat me by a point.
Yeah.
But at one point we were drawing and it was like, it's a draw, Willen. And I said, Matty, it better be a draw because you are the most unbearable person to lose to.
What, was he just constantly messaging you?
Yeah. And then Bukayo Saka got a yellow card. And he lost a point.
Oh my, what, that's what it was?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That's ridiculous.
Couldn't believe it.
Well, you know, I was against Si this week, and I beat him by 1 point. Oh no, yeah, beat him by 1 point, but I made a -4 transfer, and I didn't realise they take that off afterwards, don't they? And I thought they took it off at the start.
So you thought you'd won?
Yeah.
And then
it completely loaded up at the end, and I was...
Fuck's sake.
I was winning by 1 point as well.
Yeah. I'm going to have a little look, actually.
I'm not doing... I think I've only won one.
Yeah. I don't know where... I think I'm like fifth, but it's too close at the minute in that head-to-head one. I'm fourth in the head-to-head one. So I've won four, lost two. Massey's top as well. And then I'm third in the Kurdistan Workers' Party.
Oh, yeah. And
that's out of 20.
There's quite a few in there, isn't there?
Yeah, and you, Stephen, are...
I'm not doing good.
Where are you?
Don't tell me I'm at the bottom.
I can't even see you.
I do have a Russian...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A Russian name for my team.
Pretty obvious. You're 11th.
11th? Mid-table. Do we have to say who's first? Who's first?
I mean, it's obvious who's first.
First every year.
Should we get him on just for an FPL episode?
I think I'm not saying he's cheating.
I was just saying,
consistent with his point. Yeah.
Like 5 minutes ago, I was very close to saying, "Can we just make this podcast about the Premier League?
About the Premier League
and FPL?" But no, we should save it for him. So Charles, it does not surprise me because we know how much he does put effort into it. Doesn't?
Yeah,
he?
Yeah. I think that's what it is. I think he does the research properly.
He does study. And his team's just. He didn't even do that well. He did exactly the same as me. This week? No, he didn't. He got a point more than me.
He's still got a gap, though.
I know. He's just an animal the way he runs away with it so early.
Yeah.
He just cannot catch him.
Just keeps doing it.
Because I forget.
Every year.
And then I hate making transfers. So terrified of making transfers, me. You know, I hate the fact, like, I've got Mitrovic or I was thinking about taking Trent out or Salah out.
Yeah.
I look and I go, okay, they're playing Wolves at Anfield, and I'm like, okay. It'll be a tight game. Wolves don't see many goals, can't see them scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, if I took Trent out, then I could put someone in there and I could get a better player in midfield. There's some tough games this week.
Yeah.
And then I think, what if Liverpool win like 4-0 and Trent scores and gets an assist?
Yeah, that's all part of it. Well, I had Elliot in my team.
Yeah.
I took him out for Bailey.
Yeah.
Elliot scores. So then I put Elliot back in, take Bailey out, and Bailey scores.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck's going on there?
I made one transfer, and I took Danny Ings out and put Mitrovic in.
Yeah, Mitrovic is a good shout.
Mitrovic scored, yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when I built my team, I had one striker spot left, and I wanted it to be Martial. So I had Martial in at first, and then he got injured. So then I put, and then I was like, who can I have? I can have Callum Wilson, Danny Ings, Ivan Toney, or Mitrovic.
Toney got a hat trick, didn't he?
And I was thinking, why the fuck didn't I put Toney in? So then I went to look, can I get Toney in now? And he's just, because the price is just fucking full.
Oh, yeah, he goes,
up,
yeah. Overnight, instantly. Yeah. So bang.
Like, I think he's 7.3 mil at the minute.
Fucking hell.
Ridiculous.
Ings, though, is a good shout when he's in form.
So he scored, I had him when he scored against Everton.
Yeah, he's got no injuries now, has he?
No, but he doesn't start every game.
Yeah, that's it, isn't
especially
it?
Not if Villa are playing away from home or they're playing a big team at home. Gerrard doesn't play two strikers.
Mm-hmm.
If they're playing someone, they reckon, if they're playing at home against anyone else other than like the big six, then he always plays Ollie Watkins and Danny Ings.
And Danny Ings, I get you.
So, I don't know. I don't know who they're playing this week, so it might be worth a look. I think they're playing away, though.
Yeah, worth a gander.
Mm. I've just given everyone me. Danny Ings.
There you go.
How awful. Right, shall we talk about the elephant in the room?
We could do, yeah, but we'll have to explain.
What? What do we have to explain? It's not for to explain, Steve.
Do you reckon not? No.
No. Actually, you haven't told me anything about the trip.
The Wales trip? Oh, God, it's fucking just crazy.
I want to sit back and I just want to talk. How long have we done? Because...
We've done about...
We're not going to get much into the topic.
We've done about
here.
Half an hour, eh?
Have we?
Yeah. We could just have full catch-up.
Let's just see how long... So let's have keep talking. We'll just keep talking.
Don't you tell you about Wales?
I do really want you to tell me about Wales.
It is a funny story.
I don't know anything about... I've seen Si a couple of times. I haven't seen you since. I've seen Si a couple of times and I haven't asked them.
No.
So I don't know anything that happened.
Do you not know anything that happened, though?
Nope. I don't know where yous went, what yous did, anything.
Okay. So I'll start from the beginning. Me and Si, we were constantly saying to each other, let's just fucking go somewhere. Let's travel. Let's just, like, you know, because Si's not really doing much over the summer and stuff. And then we said, midweek one time, let's do the Scottish NC 500 for next week, for, like, the Monday. That's what we were planning. Like, we were on that level where we were just going to plan... Like, wherever, and just go.
Yeah.
And then we were talking for a few days, and it was like, it's a bit too short notice, that, isn't it? In my car. We're going to do, like, I'm going to go in my car and sleep in my car like I've been doing.
Yeah.
And Si's taking a tent, sleep in his tent, and we're like, it's too much that.
Because you've got a plot where you're going.
Got to have your route, haven't you?
Yeah.
Bit of supplies and stuff.
Yeah, and where you're gonna pitch up and stuff. You can't just do it randomly.
So we said, we'll leave that for now.
Yeah.
And I said, what other coasts can you do that isn't too, like, too much? So I thought, the Welsh coast? You could do that. I was like, oh, that's a fucking good idea. But then, which I remembered, was my mate who I do the gardening with. He gave me, I wish I brought it in now, he gave me a map, you know, like an ordnance survey map, but of the whole of UK. But on the map, it shows ancient megaliths and ancient, like, druid sites, medieval sites. It's like a history map. Yeah. And like, it's got like a, is it a legend or something? That's what it
is. Yeah, like yeah, each, like a key.
Yeah, a key. And each one's like, early medieval, and it shows like a defense or ritual site, and then one's like megalith, or like, you know, like Roman, and then it goes well far back. You've got like 10,000 years ago,
yeah,
and then it goes back to like 50,000 years ago.
It's all different sites around the UK,
and there's loads everywhere. And I looked on the whole Welsh coast, it's just scattered with them full. So I was like, right, that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, you just can tick off as many as you
can. So we went the first day, we went to the north of Wales. The first one we did was the Druid Circle, which is just ridiculous. I'll have to show you the pictures afterwards.
Yeah.
It's like, it was like an hour hike on the top of this mountain.
Yeah.
We walked up and there was like, you know, like stones, like big standing stones in a massive circle on
like
the top
Stonehenge.
Of this mountain. Like a bit like Stonehenge, but like the stones weren't as big.
Yeah.
And the, what is it? The circle was like a lot bigger. Like, I don't know.
I can imagine it.
Like, it is very big circle with these small stones. Not as big as Stonehenge. They're still big. Like, how the fuck do they move it?
Yeah.
And it was
like doors.
Like, I'd say, about the size of a door.
Yeah.
In the ground. And it was supposed to be a druid's ritual place from 5,000 years ago.
Wow.
And there's a little, like, lump next to the circle. Bit of a hill.
Viewing point.
Where you could, if we stood at the circle, and we could definitely sense that, like, people of higher stature, whatever, would have stood on that, like,
mound.
The lump and watched, like, fucking someone getting sacrificed to the gods or something.
Is that what druids do?
I think they would. Did they not? No.
I don't think druids do much. I think druids are pretty peaceful, aren't they? Are they, like, plant guys?
Yeah, probably do. Plant some trees.
Yeah, they're, like, potions and stuff, aren't
they? I think they did some human sacrifices, I think.
Druids? I don't know.
Or pagans and all that stuff.
A pagan?
Druids are pagans, aren't they?
Are they?
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't look too much into the details of the religion, but
true history.
That was a mad one the first day.
So where about in Wales was that?
This was before you get to Anglesey, like right on the north coast.
So pretty far across. Like Conway, Llandudno.
Around about there, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Is that like, it took a few hours to get there.
Yeah, it's probably took a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so we did that, and then the next one, see, I've written them all down, actually, where I went. Oh, I can't fucking find them now. Where the fuck are they? I've written down, like, so I remember which ones I went to.
Yeah. So how long did you go for? So you just went, what day did you set off?
We went on...
Did you go on Sunday?
Well, we were planning to go on a Sunday, but it was Joe's birthday, wasn't it?
Was that
on the Saturday? And Si was too hungover.
He was very drunk.
Did he?
Yeah.
He promised me he wasn't going to get drunk.
No, he was hammered before I got there.
What?
Because him and Dom Day got there before all of us. And my sister was like, Si and Dom are here. Si's pretty
And they're gone.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's why we had to postpone the trip.
Yeah.
And that was on Monday. We seen the Druid Circle. And then we flew down to its...
Flew?
Well, drove down. bit down. We didn't go into Anglesey. We carried on further down.
You didn't go to Anglesey?
No. There was loads in Anglesey. Like,
go crabbing?
God, we seen some people crabbing.
They catch big... Big giant spider crabs and that off the coast of Anglesey. Maybe not spider crabs.
Eat them. Cook them.
Yeah, yeah. What are they called, those big crabs?
I know what you mean, with long legs.
Snow crabs.
Do they bite? They got like the...
teeth?
Well, like, what are they called?
Do they pinch you?
Pinch, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even the smallest of crabs.
Do it.
Yeah. It's not... I don't even think it's like a... That is just what they do. It's not... They don't think about doing it. It's just like...
Yeah, it just happens.
They all do it. There's no crabs that go, oh, that's quite a peaceful crab.
That's not a bad one. Yeah. So we flew down to this one is Llanbedr St Peter's Standing Stone, and it was we pulled. It was in this middle of this village in the middle of nowhere on the coast, just a bit south of Anglesey. Now we're coming down to you know the Strait of the Welsh Coast.
Yeah,
we're like coming onto there now,
down towards like what's that? Port Merion, Port Talbot.
I'm not sure.
I think they're down that coast. Maybe down towards Aberystwyth.
North of that.
Yeah.
We're still north, but like on the...
You're on the corner.
Yeah, we're on the corner, dropping down. And this was like a massive standing stone, quite tall. It was like probably if you put a Ford Transit van into the ground.
Yeah.
It was like that. But that, it was...
Was it like a big... Was it smooth? Or was it just like a big, massive rock that somehow just landed, like it fallen from space?
Well, we'll get to one that looked like that. But it was, you could say it was like that. Actually, it was quite thin, but like about the side. If you put a transit van in the ground, but it's face down, it was like that tall.
Okay.
But that was moved from the hill above. It got re-resurrected by the church and put it in the ground.
What? Why?
I think just to honour whoever had it.
Not because it was like going to fall.
Yeah, I think it already fell at some point and they moved it down the hill and put it into this. It was in like a field as well.
Yeah.
We pulled up in this village looking for it because the map doesn't show exactly. It's not zoomed in enough to show exactly where it is. So we're looking around. We're going back and forth on this and then we see like the church, St. Peter's Church, which is like hidden the back of some houses. And we're like, oh, so it's across the road from that. And there was just like a field full of sheep. What's going on here? So I had to like get in and walk further around. And it was just there next to this tree.
Wow.
It's like, whoa, what the fuck's this? And it's just mad to think. Like you look at these things and it's like people like made these, moved them and like worshipped them like 5,000 years ago. Like at the time of the pyramids.
Yeah.
Like, and this is in Wales.
That's fucking mental. Yeah.
So we did that one. And then this one was crazy. We went a bit further south and we found these called dolmens. So they're like basically rock structures, but they're like hollow inside. So it's like a rock. It's like a mushroom.
Yeah.
Like they've got a big rock roof, a flat rock roof.
Yeah.
And then the walls of like stones. So it's like if you picture like a
house, like a little hut.
Yeah, like a little hut. And these were like tombs. They'd put like the bones in and everything.
Yeah.
And this one was it was at the back of a school, like a primary school. And they had two of them. They were quite small and compact. And it looked out. Oh, it was on the side of a hill and looked out over the sea.
Yeah.
And it was they had stones everywhere on the floor, like the whole floor was stones. And we're like, what? This is a bit odd. This, and we read up on it. It said the stones would have been built up into a mound over these dolmens
when they were using it,
yeah. And now they're just like scattered around everywhere with these like fucking weird huts just placed.
That's fucking mental.
It's in like it's just in a field at the back of a school. And that was like they would have put bones in there and bodies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
To see that. And then so that was the first day. I think that was all on the first day. And then we stopped in a campsite near that St. Peter's Church, the second standing stone.
Mm.
And originally we were gonna like just wild camp, but we thought we'd treat ourselves on the first night to a campsite. Yeah,
the commodities of a campsite. Yeah.
We went to one campsite in this village that St. Peter's, where that church was. And we pulled up into this campsite and it wasn't really a proper campsite. It was like a guy's like garden that he was renting out. We pulled up onto his drive next to his like farmhouse and he came out with like no t-shirt on, dyed black hair like dead long, and he was like 60.
Oh,
looked
God.
A bit like maybe he's had too much to drink in his life.
Yeah,
he was like, all right lads, like
little Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, a little bit like that. Really. He was asking like what he's doing and stuff, and like how much is it, and he said like I think he said £20 per person or something for a night. I'm like, that's a bit, I'd rather just pay for a pitch.
Yeah.
Usually that's what it is, isn't it? But
yeah,
I think in Wales they pay per person, I think, because they know it's, you know, camping
popular. Yeah.
So like, we'll come back,
like Safari Park now, isn't it?
Yeah,
pay per car.
Yeah,
pay per person.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Well, we went, that was before we seen the dolmens.
Yeah,
so we talked to that guy. And
so well, how did you just get out of that one?
We said we'll come back. We'll come back. Because it was a bit early on. It wasn't like, late on in
ready,
the evening.
Ready to, yeah, to, ready to camp.
Yeah, ready to go to sleep. Yeah. So we said we'll come back. And something, we were driving around the village, I think it was to the Dolmen or something, we were coming back, and we seen him walking down the street towards, like, the only pub in the village.
Yeah.
And, oh, what the fuck did he have on? He had, like, a T-shirt where it was, like, I think, like a wolf or something howling in the moon or something like that. And he had these, like, proper bizarre hippie pants on. Yeah. I think he had glasses on, and he was, like, bouncing down the road. He was, like, literally a character out of, like, Mighty Boosh. And, like, just seeing him, like, obviously walk into the pub on, like, a Monday night. Like, there's our guy. Yeah. But we're like, no, we'll...
definitely not having him come back trying to get in size 10s.
And he waved to us as well when we drove past. But he looked... He was like, you know, people have, like, obviously dyed black hair.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You could tell it was... And it was, like, long and, like, fucking all messy.
Oh,
he was funny, but it's just, what the fuck? And we went... We carried on further down the road from where his was. And we got into, like, a really decent campsite. It was, like, I think it was, like, £11 per person a night.
Yeah.
It was, like, it was quiet. It was, like, a family one. They said, like, no music, no, you know, like,
yeah,
like a really chilled one.
That's all you wanted.
That's what we wanted. Yeah, perfect. So we stayed there for the night.
What did you eat?
What did I have? Oh, I had a tin of curry soup. And Si had a tin of chicken soup.
Yeah.
He didn't like it. Mine went down well. He didn't like it.
How did just warm it up?
I've got a Trangia stove.
Oh, a little burner. Oh,
I need to show you them. So you could put them in your pocket.
Yeah.
Literally. It's like a metal cup, but the inside has got like a material, like a fabric on the inside wall.
Yeah.
And you pour like, you can pour alcohol or paint stripper or anything. Oh, I think something needs to burn. But you pour it in, you only need a little bit to fill up this. It's a small cup, and the fabric sucks up the alcohol up the wall, and then you light inside, and it burns at the top of the cup, if you get me.
Oh, as the heat's evaporating the alcohol.
Yeah, it's like burning
so
out.
It doesn't burn the fabric.
It's burning at the top where the alcohol, the fabric draws it all up, and then it, like, on the rim of the cup at the top, it burns it. And you can cook anything on it. And it's dead small. Everything compacts together and put it in your pocket.
Nice.
That's what we cooked our food on.
Cool.
But that was the first night. And Si, for some reason, has terrible night's sleep in tents. He's told me he cannot sleep. He said, like, took him, like, an hour to go to sleep. I was all right in my car. Read a bit of Dracula.
Yeah.
And went to sleep easy.
Bram Stoker's
Dracula. But he said he was there, like, fucking, you know, you just can't
just for
sleep.
Hours just staring.
Yeah, he didn't bring a book or anything.
You've got to start drinking.
That's what we could have done on a campsite as well.
Yeah,
if you're wild camping, it's a bit different, isn't it? Yeah. If someone asks you to move and you're fucking bladdered.
Exactly.
But on a campsite,
you've got to start. Yeah, at that point where Si can't sleep, did you light a fire?
No, you couldn't light fires on this as well. No.
Well, I don't know what you do then.
Oh, it did start raining as well.
Oh.
So we had to, like, disperse.
Yeah.
I go in the car, you go in the tent.
Oh, that's quite upsetting, actually.
but
I can't think how depressing that'd be.
A bit sad.
Yeah. There's no pubs nearby, no.
I think the closest one was the one where that guy was.
And you ain't going back there.
No, he weren't. We didn't fancy that. I was looking forward to getting all snug in me.
Yeah.
Car with a book.
All right, in your car. Besides in a little tent.
In a tent with nothing. You didn't bring anything. He had like a mat and a sleeping bag.
And that's all he brought. He didn't bring anything to entertain him.
No, nothing. he brought a lamp.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was useless having that lamp.
Yeah.
Because you've got nothing
you
need
like
it for.
Reading.
Yeah. So he was lying in bed for ages, and then in the morning I woke up and stuff and cleared my curtains off the car. As I was doing that, Si came walking through the campsite towards me. I was like, oh, you're up early. And he said, like, oh, I've been up for hours, because he woke up when the sun was up and couldn't get back to sleep.
So he's probably had a couple of hours sleep.
Yeah, and then he decided to go for a walk. He did like an hour walk, 2 hour walk or something. I was like, you're going to be fucked already.
Yeah.
The day hasn't even started. And we're like looking for all these fucking negatives.
Yourself with coffee and energy drinks now.
But we were laughing about that. Like, that was funny. So then the next day, second day, we didn't really plan how many days we were going for as well. I just knew I had to be back on the Friday.
Yeah.
Because I had a gig on the Saturday.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to like, I didn't want to come back on the Saturday and go straight to a gig. So I thought Friday was probably the limit we could stay. So the next day we went to this, it was another dolmen, but like it was a lot lower to the ground. It was like a tomb, like a coffin, like a raised coffin in this guy's field. It was called Bed Taliesin something.
Yeah.
And that was like really awkward to drive to, all the fucking country roads to get to. In the middle of nowhere. Lucky
you had your Jimny.
That was it, yeah. If I had a bigger car, I wouldn't have got through. No. But we'll get to that as well. Oh, while we were there was loads of buzzards as well. Like shitloads, like I'd say about 10.
Yeah.
And they were together. They were massive, scattered across like the fields that
we
were.
You knew they were buzzards as well.
Yeah, yeah, we were pinpointing the sounds and everything. But there was, I've never seen that many in one go. What? That was almost as cool as looking at this fucking tomb in the ground.
Did you do much bird watching? Apart from the buzzards.
Yeah, that's all we managed to pick off. I brought my book and my binoculars, but.
You didn't see much.
Just them buzzards that I've seen, yeah. We've seen a few like weird seagulls on the shore. Like
weird seagulls.
It's like ones that are like spotted with like brown spots.
Or like a baby seagull. You
mean. Is that what it is?
Yeah, young seagull.
Well, I didn't know. Yeah. I kept on seeing those. I've never seen that before.
Yeah. I think that's what they are.
Is that what they are? Yeah. Well, we've seen this one, this first dolmen. We're always traveling south.
Yeah.
Each time, going further down the coast. That was like in the field, and then the next one was Aberystwyth. The castle there.
Aberystwyth, yeah.
So we heard.
I've been to Aberystwyth before.
It's all right, isn't it? Nice, like, small, compact, village, yeah. Like, with a big castle on the coast. So we pulled up there because we seen there's a castle there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we'll take that. Even though it's a castle's a bit later than we're doing, like, stuff that's fucking 5,000, 10,000 years. But we seen there's a stone circle.
Did you not want to go to Conwy Castle either as you passed?
No, we didn't, no. We did see it, but...
Yeah.
You know, actually, I've forgotten something. On the first day, we went to a zoo.
Which one? Welsh Mountain Zoo?
Yeah. Went to that, yeah.
Yes.
We've seen it, and we thought, oh, just fuck it, we'll go in. Yeah. Seen, like, it was all right. It was a bit small, though.
Yeah, I've never been to Welsh Mountain Zoo. What is it in?
There's, like, camels. There's a bear.
Yeah.
Seen a bear.
Grizzly?
Oh, no, I think it's just a brown bear. Chimpanzees. Did quite a few. But
tigers, lions. I bet you went. The weather was all right as well.
Yeah, they had a tiger, but we didn't see it in the in the compound, whatever it was.
I seem to only go to zoos or safari parks when the weather's miserable.
Yeah, it's grim.
Yeah, it happens to me every time.
No bueno.
No.
It was very small though, that zoo.
Welsh Mountain Zoo.
Like I was thinking, there was a lot of space for people to walk around.
And no people.
But I was thinking, like, you could get rid of the space for the people, and give it to the animals, and just have the people have like small, you know, like walkways to walk through, rather than have all this like big paths and everything, and then you've just got like a little bit of a fucking cage for like a brown bear.
Accommodating too much for the guests.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's the issue with these modern zoos, Steve.
Need to get on it. So, well, that was on the first day. But anyway, back to the second day. Went to Aberystwyth, seen this castle. Stone circle within the castle.
Mm.
The grounds of the castle. We were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So...
Was it on the map?
It wasn't.
Ooh.
Well, so we were thinking, like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, these people... There's already a stone circle there, and these people...
Have built
a fucking proper castle.
Around it.
Around. So the stone circle, we've been, like, in the fucking courtyard of the castle. Like these people be milling around with these stone circles. Like, what were they thinking? And it turns out we did a bit more research on the castle. A guy from the 1900s, like 1901 or something, built the stone circle as like a heritage site or something. Oh. Yeah, like in honor of like history.
Yeah.
On the fucking castle grounds. We're like, oh, we've like wasted a trip nearly.
Yeah.
We've seen the castle, like, but being duped, you know, when you've.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fuck me.
Done by a fake one.
No.
What did you do? Did you just go around the town of Aberystwyth? Or?
Yeah, we had a little bit. Yeah, there was we went back the second time. I think it was the first time we went. There was like a woman like fucking dead on the side of the road, like it was dead hot. And we said like she's obviously fainted and smashed her head, and like people gathered around.
Oh, there were people there.
Yeah, she was fat as well. They not don't do well, don't they? In
no
hot weather,
too much.
I don't think she died, like, but.
She didn't look very well.
No, on the side of the road. Everybody was stopping, looking. You know, like driving past and like...
Yeah.
It was right on the beach as well. So everybody's walking past and staring at this woman.
Well, if you are that woman who passed passed away. No,
passed out.
On the side of the road in Aberystwyth a couple of weeks ago. Get in touch with the podcast. We'd like to know if you're all right.
Yeah, we'd like to see how you are. Yeah, we milled around there for a little bit. And then we went further south to Lech Gron Standing Stone. This is absolutely ridiculous. When I show you the pictures, yeah. You'll laugh at this. So, again, it's in the middle of nowhere and just like fucking fields. But we're driving down this country road, and on the map, it showed that it was on the country road, just like in a field off the country road, but it didn't show exactly where. So we're driving down this country road, looking in the fields, and we couldn't see anything at all.
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck is it? So we pull up the car on the side of the road and start walking up and down. Just this long, and there's like a few farms and
yeah.
on the side of the road, and there's a woman walking her dogs. Actually, it was funny. We like pulled up and like we seen the two dogs at the end of the road, and it was just two dogs, and we're like, "What's going on here?" And I was going up to him, like yeah. going stroking him, but this car like came past as well, and the two dogs stayed in the centre of the road. And the car like couldn't get past.
Yeah.
So they were like staring at the dogs and staring at us. And I was like, it's not my dog.
Not our dogs.
But there's no woman around. It turns out she was like in the field picking berries. And she came out going, oh, sorry. Like fucking trying to grab her dogs. This guy's like looking like, what the fuck's going on here? But we asked about her and she said, it's literally in like a field like 100 metres down the road.
Yeah.
So we walked with her down the road. And I was still looking. It's like nowhere around. And she said, she stopped and said, just stand on the grass embankment on the side of the road. So I was filming it. I've got the video of it. It's just yeah. like this long road. And I stand on the embankment and look over the hedge. And it's literally right there in the field next to us.
Giant.
It's massive. Now you said it looked like something fell from the sky.
Yeah.
This couldn't look any more like that. It looked like a massive stone. It's like fucking... like impaled the ground. And it was in this old woman's back garden, like a field.
Yeah.
And she said
her back garden,
not the woman whose dogs it was, this other woman. So we went round to it and knocked on the door.
Yeah.
She came out and she started telling us all the history and everything. She had like a broken leg. She was like, I can't come with you, as I'm like, because yeah. she couldn't walk, but she stood at the porch, tell us, and we were like, fucking hell. And then she said, like, climb over the fence and go in. And yeah. I'll show you the pit. It's just ridiculous. It's massive.
Like, how big's massive?
Like, maybe four transit vans together. Like, it was
tall.
Thick. You're tall and wide. Like, and I can't fathom how, like, humans could have moved that and put it into the ground.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bizarre. It's one of those, the rock as well, every angle you stand and face it, it looks different. It's got a different shape.
Yeah.
Like, every face of the rock is different. Like, one side of it looks dead, like, skinny and sharp. And you go around one side, and it's, like, dead fat.
What the
It's, fuck? Like, bizarre. And she said a lot of people haven't done... The scientists haven't done the excavation of it yet.
Yeah.
So they don't know, like, the true, like...
How it got there.
Yeah,
or...
they don't know, like, the... if there's, like... You know, usually they have, like, dead body. You know, like...
Oh,
like
the,
stuff in the ground.
The reason
like
it's there. Like,
yeah.
Why?
Or like...
Why were they worshipping it?
Yeah.
Or?
But they said like they haven't done anything yet. They've just took samples of the rock.
Yeah.
So that needs to be found out.
It came from outer space.
It looks exact. And so there's near Aberystwyth. So this is a bit further south. Near Aberystwyth, there's a bridge called the Devil's Bridge. And people say that is the Devil's... Oh, what is it? I think it was like the Devil's Thumb or something.
Yeah.
You know, like the linking it towards, I think a few stuff's named the Devil something in this area.
Oh, so like he's...
So at some point in history, people had the Devil's Bridge and the Devil's Thumb and all this.
Yeah. And he's scattered fuck? All over.
All over Wales, Aberystwyth.
Western Wales.
So we did that, and then we would carry on drive down south. And we said, it was getting later now. That was the third one of the day. And we said, we'll wild camp this night. Mm. And there's loads of places you can pull up anywhere.
Yeah.
But we said, we'll get down to Pembrokeshire. So that's like the south, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll camp there and then polish all the ones off there. And on the map, it looked like there was some dolmens again. But you know the ones I was saying were like the like huts?
Yeah.
But they were massive ones, like really old as well. And we were like, oh, fucking hell, we've got to do that. So we started driving down there. And we put, we listen to BBC Radio 4 all the time as well. Because it's fucking class, Radio 4.
What is Radio 4? Is that...
It's like...
Is that a talking one?
Yeah, there's no music on it. The politics is very shit on it. Yeah. I skip through that. It's just BBC fucking shit. But the Radio 4 is good because it's like...
BBC Radio 4?
It's just anything and everything.
No, but what people? Who are the hosts? Cause some
I couldn't name.
I know there are some people.
There'd be some, like, presenter. You know, if you do documentaries on BBC? Yeah. But it's all, like, it's either an hour or half an hour slots. So, like, you know...
Like a show?
Yeah. But it's just everything. It's like... There's, like, we were listening to fucking science shows about, like, the liver and kidneys.
Yeah.
And then we listened to, like, somebody talking about some book that they read. It's just the most... It's so broad.
Yeah.
But that's what's good, because it's, like, you don't know what you're going to get.
No.
The next hour. And it's just, like...
Oh, that's quite fucking sick, though.
I'd recommend people to listen to Radio 4.
Yeah.
Just get through whenever the news comes on, like, every... It's, like, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock or something. It's, like, on for, like, an hour. Skip through that shit. Don't go on them, but then, it's fucking class. But we're listening to Ravi Shankar, who's the Indian sitarist.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came on, it's like an hour special on him. And we're like, oh, yes. And it's like fucking sitar music, it's blasting and everything. And I'm driving down the road, and we were like fucking gonged out here. We've seen all these dolmens and fucking weird ancient megaliths. Now we're listening to Ravi Shankar. Sitar music's blasting. We're thinking about like fucking the mystical Indian stuff. And all steam starts coming out of me.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm like, what the fuck's happening here? And then me temperature gauge was on full.
Yeah.
So I pulled up at the side and I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? So it's on full. And I looked in the bonnet and it was like steam coming out everywhere. I opened the bonnet, it was steam coming out. But luckily, I've got the green flag onwards recovery.
Yeah.
So they pick you up and drive you back home. So no matter where you are, they pick your car up.
Yeah.
And tow you back home. But because we were in Wales, like fucking near Pembrokeshire,
yeah.
And it was late on at night, they were like, they were scratching their heads, like, what the fuck do we do here?
Yeah, because we don't really want to see you home.
Yeah, and it would have been like a fucking 6-hour drive,
yeah.
All in one go. And they have to get like, it's not like a green flag person who does it, it's like they get the nearest garage. So you know that?
Oh,
that's signed up for green flag who does towing.
Yeah, the nearest.
And like the local ones. Obviously, in the middle of nowhere, they're not like...
They don't want to go...
They don't want
to come to Rainford.
Yeah, they didn't have, like, people on the hours, you know, doing the shift for it. It's too long. So they were like, we can't do anything there. What? So they said, we'll put you in a hotel for the night.
Yeah.
And we were like, what the fuck? Go on, then.
Yeah.
So we waited a long time, like, and we were sat in the car on the side of this road. And Simon was like going in and out of sleep. You know, when like, you see people.
Because he hasn't had
the best sleep and he's on the side of the road and he's like, you know, when people.
He's drifting.
Yeah, you know, when you drift, your head's going and it comes back up. He's doing that. And all I'm doing is I'm on Instagram and I was doing it on purpose. I was showing him baby videos.
Oh, no.
Like funny videos of like babies doing silly stuff. And I could tell it was like.
His head
was going completely. Like he was like, you'll have to hear how he like put it. But he was like, his memory of it's like he was like drifting into dreams and then coming back to like videos of like babies and then I was laughing so much. And then this guy came and like looked at the car and they said, right, we'll take you to a hotel which is Llanochlin. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right in the south near fucking, is it Swansea?
Swansea, yeah.
Right near that. So we're going even further away. And it was an hour drive. So they had to pay for a taxi to pick me and Si up.
Leave your car.
This guy came up from the thing. They said they'll pick my car up and put it in the secure compound in the garage overnight. And then in the next couple of days... They'll just do it, you know, like in turn, like drop it off to the next garage, and then another garage will drive a bit up north over like a day or two. But so while they've got that plan, we were going to have the night in the hotel, and then they're going to give us a hire car to drive back.
Whoa.
We were like, what the fuck's going on? It's like it's another adventure in itself, isn't it? So
you could go anywhere in the hire car as well.
Well, that's what we're thinking.
That's what
that's well. gets even funnier. We get to this hotel. It was an hour drive in a taxi, so it must have cost a fair bit for Green Fleck. Yeah. I don't know why they... Probably cheaper just fucking get... Don't know. Just get just paying somebody to just do off the shift fucking tow us all the way back.
Of hours.
Yeah. But they get... And we got to this hotel. I'm not messing. It was a 4-star hotel. Yeah. Should have been a 5-star hotel.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. Like, amazing. Yeah. And like, the taxi driver we had was like... I don't know. It was like... It wasn't rough, but he was like... I don't know. He was a bit of a character, you know? Yeah. And he was like telling us all funny stories in the car. But we pulled up at the hotel and they had these massive statues, like marble lions.
Yeah.
Right on the steps going up. And he pulled up and he went, "Oh, look at them fucking statues. I'll have one of them in my boot." And he was like ironing up and everything. I was like, "What the fuck?" But we got in and like... we had the hotel paid for by Green Fleck.
Yeah.
But breakfast paid for and the gym was free as well. Yeah. So our plan was like, let's get up, have breakfast, go to the gym, get the hire car that'll be paid for.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you more about that, the hire car. But so that was the plan. Then we got in, went straight to the bar.
Yeah.
Which was a disaster because there was a few people. There was this guy called Gino. Yeah. At the bar, who was, I don't know who the fuck he was, but he was there drinking. There was this other guy, and there was this girl.
We all got chatting to it.
We all got stuck with them. Now, these are just so funny, these people. This Gino that we were sat with, he was like 60,
yeah.
But I swear to God, he looked 30. Like he was bald, but he had no wrinkles or anything.
Like he hadn't aged.
And we were saying like, "What the fuck's going? What's all this about?" And he's saying like, he doesn't know himself and everything. Yeah. He said, "All my brothers look dead old, and I look dead young." And we're like, "Do you eat healthy?" And he goes, "Not really, no." And he says like, "One thing is though, that is a bit strange. Is I don't drink that much water. I'm always dehydrated." Like, what? That makes no sense. But he looked like a baby.
Yeah.
You know when babies like have no hair?
Yeah.
He looked like that. He looked dead young but bald.
Did you just get a picture with him? Oh, you should have.
I didn't get a picture, no. But we were talking to this other guy. He was a bit gone as well. And he started buying us jackknives. Have you ever had them? So, a jackknife is a double JD and a double Bailey's in one drink.
Oh.
So it's four. So I don't think it's legal. Like the guy was saying, like, I'm telling everybody now. But he said, like, it's obviously not legal to serve a drink with four
shots of alcohol.
Yeah. We had that. I had one, and I felt it instantly. Yeah. But the weirdest thing is, it tastes all right.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, JD's all right, Bailey's, isn't it? Bailey's. I was like, that is so lethal. If you had a few of them, just, like, easily gone down.
Oh, my God.
Your head felt... But I felt it off one, and we were stuck with them in the bar. And, like, the guy who's buying me jackknives... He was with this girl that he just met at the hotel.
Yeah.
Who was, I think she was Romanian. She was like 20, but she was the opposite of Gino. She looked like she was like 40.
She looked like a Romanian gypsy.
Yeah. And she originally was there to meet a married man, to sleep with this married man. And the married man didn't turn up.
Oh my God. That's unbelievable.
So he's like...
So she's like what, a prostitute?
Something along the lines of that.
Yeah.
But she was like drinking with us and that. The guy buying jackknives pulled her throughout the night while we were drinking. And then when we went back to the room and...
Did you have a room each as well? Or?
No, we had like this
a
room.
Twin.
Yeah, twin. And we started watching fucking The Chase.
Yeah.
It was like dead loud. Like after them jackknives.
Rotten as well.
Yeah. And it was I couldn't get up for the breakfast, but Si got up.
Yeah.
And he had the food, and then he went to the gym, and I was just like, I didn't feel hungover, I didn't feel the best.
Yeah.
I was like laying around trying to do like my crosswords and shit, waiting for him in the swimming pool, and he met the guy who was buying a shark knife the night before.
Yeah.
And he got talking to him. And he came over and talking to us. And he was like, I had a fucking crazy night last night. I went back to the room with this girl and we were doing it.
Yeah.
And she, and he said, like, she started getting dead weird. And he opened her suitcase up and it was just full of dildos. And like he said, like she was getting dead weird and dead like almost angry.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, fuck.
Agitated.
And she kicked him out of his room.
What the fuck?
And he had to buy like another room. So. Like, how weird is that? And then in the morning, like she was waiting at the reception, like wait for a taxi to go or something. And he was like, do you want a lift or anything? She's like, no, leave me alone.
What the fuck?
So we just went in, he was like, that's when he's seen us and went in the gym. Like, what the fuck's going on there? So we had that for a night, which is
that's unbelievable.
Very random.
That's unbelievable.
Is that?
Yeah. How's no one told me about this? This happened 3 weeks ago.
I haven't really talked to anybody. Yeah. So it gets funny. So as we say, we've got this hire car. The hire car's coming. They haven't really given us a time or anything. Yeah. So we were saying, we took all the camping stuff out of my car and everything.
Yeah.
So why don't we just use this hire car now and carry on the trip? And just say, oh, it took us a while to get back to my home.
A day. Two days.
a few nights.
Yeah.
So we were waiting around. It was waiting for ages in this hotel.
For the hire car.
And decided to have a walk out towards the Lanocklin, towards like the city centre. And as we were walking, the guy rang up and said, oh yeah, I'm 10 minutes away. And we were like fucking 20 minutes away. And he said, and so we like fucking pegged it back to the hotel. And he gave us, this is the only car they had at the Enterprise, because it was such short notice, the Enterprise hire car. It was the biggest version of like the transit vans.
Yeah.
Like the big ones though.
Oh, like a full, like a tall,
dead long.
Like what people, when they're doing those van conversions.
Like, yeah, like the biggest of what you can get before, it's like a truck. That's what he could give us. And like, I was stood there like, no, no way.
Oh my God.
Absolutely massive. And we were like, if it was like a smaller transit van, that would have been perfect. But this is way too big. You couldn't get it down like the country, the roads that we were going down looking at these like fucking dolmens and everything.
Yeah.
Like I was in my gym, Nate, and it was only manageable for that. And you're like turning around and like,
yeah.
Like in one of them, it was no chance. So we were like, what the fuck are we supposed to do?
That's unbelievable.
Oh, and we like put all our stuff in the back, in the back.
Mm.
But because it's so big,
everyone's just rolling around.
Yeah, because we couldn't tie it down to anything. We couldn't put it in the front, in our, like the seats in the front.
Yeah.
So we had all our stuff fucking flying around everywhere. So we decided to drive for the evening. So this is like the next day in the evening. We've been waiting all day for the car.
Yeah.
It's like afternoon we got this transit van, massive one, the big one.
Yeah.
And so it's going into the evening.
Did you enjoy driving that?
It was amazing to drive.
Yeah.
I couldn't
quite nice driving a van, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. Very. The only thing is I couldn't get used to the size though.
Yeah.
I'd need like a few weeks to get used to something that big.
Mm.
But in terms of driving it, fucking hell, I could drive it all day.
Yeah.
It's like in the motorway or something.
Well, that's
like
what
that.
They're for, aren't they?
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's like sitting on a couch.
Literally. Yeah. Like everything's like ergonomic, isn't
it? Yeah. Everything's right there for you. Yeah.
Perfect.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So we had this and we were like confused about what to do now. So we said, I'll drive for the next few hours back up north.
Yeah.
And we'll decide just in the moment what to do. So we went back to Aberystwyth. And then they reversed it into a police station because we were pulling up. There's like obviously in the Aberystwyth suburb, like a holiday town, isn't it, or whatever. Yeah. All the parking's fucking horrendous.
Yeah.
So we parked like a 10-minute walk out, and the only place was like a car park that was like right next to a police station. And I was reversing in. Obviously, I have no gauge of the length.
Yeah.
So I'm keep reversing in, and it and Si's like, whoa, stop. And look, it was like millimeters of hitting this fucking police car. So we pulled up there and went back into Aberystwyth, and I think everything was closed by then as well.
Yeah,
except for a chippy, like salt and pepper chips. They didn't give me a fork as well.
So you know, what'd you think?
I started like eating it out of the box. I think my head was gone a bit. This not in a bad way, but I was just like
going crazy.
Yeah, you're just fucking fully gonged out, aren't you, right now?
Yeah.
I was burping dead loud as well, on purpose. You know, like when, because we were on, like, the pier, it's like, people are walking, like a boyfriend and a girlfriend or something.
And you'll be echoing.
Yeah, dead loud. So I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? I did it a few times. There was like one, well, was like a young girl's walking past. She can belch it out. She'd like, it's like too awkward to turn around, but you know she's heard it. So then we, it gets late. It's like getting dark then. And I get in the van and say, oh, fuck yeah. This.
I need to go. I just need to go. I'm just going to go to the toilet.
Okay.
Right. We're back in. I realise I do need to train my bladder to not need a wee for a couple of hours.
It's the Lucozade Sports.
It must be, yeah. And that iced coffee I had before. So, you're up to... You've been burping on the pier at Aberystwyth. So, this story, by the way, you got... And how long have we done now?
We've done about an hour and a half now.
An hour and a half. So, we must say that we are meant to do a podcast today about horror movies.
And what a tangent.
I've gone on a big fucking rant about the Premier League. And I stay how is fucking how is how is
me
how is
3
Wales
days
was.
In Wales.
He's told me one of the best stories I've ever heard, and it's not even done yet. So all that's happened, and now you've got this big giant transit van.
Yeah.
You've had salt and pepper chips that you're eating out of the tray like a dog.
Out with my mouth.
Yeah. And you're burping as loud as you can.
Our heads have gone now.
On the pier in Aberystwyth.
And we're like, we don't know what to do. Our heads are gone. We're just like, fucking hell. So we get back to the van and we said, we'll do a bit more driving. Yeah. We'll carry on driving up.
At night.
It's getting dark now. It must have been, what's that? Like 9 or 10 or something like that.
8, 9.
Around that time. And there was no... So there was no CD player. And I took a load of CDs in the car to listen to. Like, I got out like Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin stuff. Yeah. I've been perfect listening to it, but there's no CD, so I was stuck with the radio.
Yeah.
And Si didn't have a phone as well for the whole of this trip because he broke his phone on Sunday or on his when you're at Joe's birthday. Yeah. So we had no phones. So we were relying on my phone for the whole of it. And I couldn't get internet connection.
I can't imagine how bored Si was in that tent on that first night.
Absolutely nothing.
He had nothing. Because I was thinking, oh, at least you'd have your phone.
Yeah,
he didn't have his phone.
Didn't have his phone.
That is ridiculous. He literally had nothing.
Just lying
just
there.
Switching a lamp on and off. Jesus Christ. So we took no pictures as well, obviously.
No, none. He was completely off grid.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
So we were driving.
I wonder what his mum was thinking.
Yeah,
you're going there, Si. You haven't got a phone. What happens if you just die?
Who are you going with?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Give me Steve's number.
Well, we're driving and there was no CDs, no CD player to play the CDs, which would have helped.
Yeah.
We had to deal with fucking shit radio. But Radio 4 was perfect. Yeah. So we were like, let's get that back on. Yeah. But last time we had that on, fucking... Car exploded.
Yeah, car exploded. Do you know what happened to your car?
I think at the time they told me it was a head gasket.
Yeah.
Head gasket blew. But it wasn't. I fixed it. It was just a broken pipe. If I knew, I probably could have just got some duct tape
and
put it over the pipe. It was just the air coolant pipe going into the engine, the top bit.
Yeah.
It was just like, so it leaked the air coolant, which made the temperature go up. But it's similar symptoms to a head gasket. If the guy looked at it, he probably would have said head gasket, and then looked it properly. He would have said, "Oh, it's
well."
Just
I was thinking that because I've had a head gasket go in my car.
Yeah, nightmare, isn't it?
Oh, it's just you might as well kill it. Yeah. Might as well bury it.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
but I could have fixed it there on the side of the road if I knew. But anyway, I got this random trip out of it.
Yeah.
So we were driving. We put Radio 4 on again, and all these random shows came on. I can't even remember what they were, but we got lost in the shows. Of just driving for like, and we drove for about 3 hours just listening to Radio 4, just back up north.
Just waiting for the next
thing. We had no, we were like half, like in our mind was like, we'll sleep. And then half was like, should we really just drive back through the night?
Just crack on, yeah.
But we got complete, we didn't even say a word for like 3 hours, just listening to one after another of these shows at night of Radio 4, just science and history shows. One was like, I think it was about, like stolen art and stuff like that. It's just, I can't even remember. It's just random stuff.
They are just as random as.
Every half hour or every hour, it's just like a new thing. So we're driving and we're like, what the fuck's going on here? So we had to pulled up, and it was in this little village on the side of the road. And we got out for a walk, and we walked over this little bridge, and there was bats under the bridge, you could see them. And there's oh, this is cool, it's nice and quiet, and like dark and everything. We get around the corner, and there's this pub booming.
Yeah.
On, what's this now? This would be a Tuesday night, wouldn't it? I think. Yeah. Tuesday. Wednesday night. This would be a Wednesday night. It booming in this. We like literally walked from the lake a few meters out, and it was just pitch black, nothing. Yeah. We had to go around the corner, this small town, at like 10 or 11. Well, no, it'd be late at that because we'd been dry. It was like midnight.
Yeah.
This pub was booming. And we're like, what the fuck's going on? I have no idea where we were.
No, it was North Wales?
Maybe in the centre.
Oh, you've cut across.
We've cut across, yeah. We haven't done the coast centre. We decided to just come across.
Yeah.
And we were like, what the fuck's in there? We've got to go in there. So we went in, and it was like...
Music stops as soon as you walk in. All the locals turn to look at you.
Every guy misses the dartboard.
Yeah.
Who are you? No, we went in, and it was like... I think it was a football team. Young lads were in there.
Yeah.
Like a few of them. There was a few families, so there must have been a campsite nearby. Uh-huh. But everybody's, like, having a fucking, like, proper time. It's like we've just, like, dropped into this random place. Yeah. And there was this girl, like, young girl, like, 10 or something. She kept putting loads of music on the jukebox, like, blasting, like, rock music.
Yeah.
Like, what? And she even put, you know the Goofy Goober song off SpongeBob? You know, like, the original song that's based off? It's basically just the same song, but without I'm a Goofy Goober or whatever. Yeah. She was playing that. And, like, being inside this moment where we're sat in this pub after all this that's happened.
Yeah.
Just, like, with loads of these drunk people just, like, midnight in the most... Just with Goofy Goober song playing,
oh
blasting. We're like, what the fuck's happening? It's so random. I think we had two drinks in there just, like, watching everyone. You know, just people watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was just... That was one of the most random things out of all. Was this pub in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, one of the most random things to go with every other random thing. Yeah, it's only been random things.
Nothing's been planned. The whole trip itself wasn't even planned. So we were in this pub and we're like, oh, this is too much now. It's fucking. Let's just go back home. Let's get in the car and just drive back home. And then it was about, I think it was an hour to Chester we were from.
Yeah.
So we drove to Chester and then drove back home and sat, and we got back at like, must have been like 2 or 3 or something. I just dropped Simon off.
In your massive van.
Yeah. And I went back home.
In the van.
In the van. I left it, actually I parked up at the unit here.
Yeah.
Because it obviously wouldn't fit in my clothes.
Yeah.
So I pulled it, parked it up and then just went into bed, just laid there and was like,
What the fuck?
What a random experience that was.
It's so unbelievable.
I think stuff like that only happens when it's random, isn't it?
Yeah. So your car had been...
The car came, like, so we got back on the Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday night. I think the car came on the Monday, because they meant to bring it on the Thursday and Friday.
After the weekend?
Yeah, they were meant to bring it on the Thursday and Friday, but they couldn't get... the people to do it or something.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't do it over the weekend because of the hours or something.
Mm.
So then they did it on the Monday. Okay. Dropped it back and I fixed it dead quick.
And now it's back to normal?
Back to normal.
That is...
And we were going to do it this week. Go back and do the Pembrokeshire Dolmens that we missed out.
Yeah.
We feel like we should go back and...
That'd be a nice one to be able to finish the journey.
Yeah, just do the big, like, these were big ones as well that we missed. Just go down and do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Give it
a minute, yeah.
Yeah. Gather ourselves.
Yeah.
Recalibrate.
Yeah, that is... Steve, what the fuck? That's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Very bizarre.
Yeah. That's... Oh. That, I just don't know. I'm actually speechless. At the whole story.
And that's where I got the Confederate flag.
Where about?
It was in Aberystwyth.
Aberystwyth.
In one of just like them tack shops, you know, it just sells.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
Like a charity.
Oh, well, did we mention about the Confederate flag?
No, we didn't. We were about to mention it.
Oh.
And then I told you to tell me about the story. So, yeah.
So the elephant in the room, going back to how we started.
An hour ago.
There's a Confederate flag hanging up
Yeah.
in the room.
Steve was nervous to post it anywhere or tell anyone about it because it is obviously there is a lot of hoodoo behind the Confederate flag.
I'd like to say I bought it as a joke, an ironic joke on us, like, because we're always joking about stuff on the podcast about like the Nazis and stuff like that.
Yeah, some people may question
our ethics.
And our morals and stuff. So it is quite ironic.
That's why I bought the Confederate flag as a joke.
Maybe.
But then I realised.
Maybe we should get, like, we should paint a swastika on the wall as well.
Do you reckon?
That's like a bit. That ironic, would be. Yeah.
A nice small one.
Yeah, yeah.
Not too big.
No. Not too big. It'd just be silly. But that's. Not like that giant Confederate flag.
Hanging up.
Sorry, it's. We must say the size of the Confederate flag.
What is it, like 6 foot nearly?
It's like a good, like you're thinking it's not handheld. It's like a flag that goes
on a pole,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a full flag. It's giant. It's like a cape.
Yeah, it's a cape.
It's like those flags at the Olympics.
That they run around after the race.
That's literally the size of it. It's giant.
Well, bought it as a joke, and then I realised if we just drop that as pictures or something,
people are going to think we're
You're not going to see that as you're just going to think we're supporting the Confederates.
Yeah, is it? Do you reckon it just still goes on? Is that like the KKK in that?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is quite. I don't think we should talk about it.
No,
to be honest,
no.
Because we just.
I was now quite interested. Now I've started playing Red Dead Redemption again as well.
The first one.
No, Red. Oh, two.
The two.
Is that Confederate? That's too early.
No, I think, when is it? The Confederate's like the American Civil War. We could do an episode on the American Civil War, couldn't we?
Yeah, probably should, actually.
That would be good.
I'm quite intrigued about that because I don't know much about it.
I don't really know much, no.
Well, we'll have to do that after we do the actual episode on horror movies.
There's one in the bank that they're ready to do.
Oh, fucking hell, Steve. And the fact, I just don't even know what to say.
You got nothing to say there, huh?
You've done a podcast about
my trip.
About your trip.
And the premise.
Sure it was, yeah. Well, what? So that was. So you got back. You got back Thursday morning. You got a car back. If you've been up to anything else? Any other journeys? Any other facts?
I have been up to loads of stuff, actually.
Because I went to. So while you were doing that, I was in Norwich, wasn't I? I had to go down to Wimbledon.
Wimbledon?
Yeah.
That sounds like a really posh place. Yeah. Big transit, big truck.
No, they gave me an Astra. Not an Astra, a Corsa.
A Corsa.
Too small.
You're not used to that?
My knees were in agony.
Did you have a CD player, though?
They were hot. No, it was a new one.
See, you don't want you using your own car?
I'm not allowed to. I'm not insured to use my own car for work.
What?
It's commuting.
Ah.
And driving to Wimbledon. For 2 days isn't commuting.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I suppose if you're getting a hire car, take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my manager was saying to me, he said, if you just keep refusing to drive your car everywhere and just keep asking for hire cars and keep asking for hotels and travelling, that he said, eventually they're going to have to give you a car allowance or a company car.
Oh, I get it, yeah. Oh, so you just gonna keep working it?
Because it's just going to be costing them too much.
I get it, yeah.
So that's why I keep volunteering myself for...
Oh, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll go there. I'll go to Wimbledon. What is it, Wimbledon?
Yeah, like 6 hours, yeah.
What's in Wimbledon? What's going on
it's
in
It's a little, mad little village. It's just outside Norwich. There's a big, massive police station there, like a police, like, training centre, and a big, massive post office. Cash in transit. Centre or whatever it is.
There's nowhere... You haven't found any times on that place, have you?
Wait, we went as well. And we were driving down, and I'd just put post office Wimbledon in the sat nav as we're driving down. So we get there, and we're in the middle of this little village. I'm like, where the fuck is this post office? Like, there's no post office. And we're walking up and down, and then it's like, right, I'm gonna Google it, and they say it says it's right here. And we're stood outside a pub. I'm like, maybe it's around the back of the pub. So we walk around the back.
It's on the back of the pub.
It's in the pub.
What?
There's a post office in this pub.
At the bar?
Next to the bar. There's a guy with like a desk. And he's the post office. And that's not the one, obviously, we weren't meant to go to that one. But Yeah.
Wait, how is that like possible though?
I also fucked it as well, because those cash in transit sites, you've got to book in 24 hours in advance.
Oh, do you?
So I'd booked in like the week before, and then we got there and said, "Hi, it's so and so from where we work." And
yeah.
The guy, "Oh, I haven't got anything here." And I was like, "I sent the email," and I picked my work phone up and checked the email. I'd sent it to the wrong post office.
Did you send it to the pub?
I'd sent it to, so that was Wimbledon. I think I'd sent it to like another W, like Winchester or something.
Yeah.
And so the guy said, "Sorry, we can't let you in." And I was like, "Mate, I've just driven down here 5 hours from what? Liverpool." I said, "Is there anything you can do?" And he
what
was like, "No,
do?
Sorry." I said, "All right." He said, "Well, we're staying over, so can we come back tomorrow?" And he was like, "Yeah, send me an email with your names."
Fucking hell.
And then so we got there and he was like, and the guy who was doing it was like, "I retire in 2 weeks." Because we had to go because they were like the worst scoring for our service, basically.
The post office.
They'd all had like surveys and they'd scored the lowest. So they scored 4 out of 40.
Wait, why? What do you mean? Like, is it like they keep making mistakes or they keep...
Like just our services? No, our like Italian Servest, we look after their buildings,
yeah,
basically. So they'd ranked how good we were doing.
Oh, I get it.
And they ranked us 4 out of 40. Wimbledon did.
Oh,
one in Belfast ranked us 0 out of 40.
Why?
I don't know. And no one went to Belfast.
No, there's no beef there going on.
No.
It's just, they just...
And so we went there expecting, like, this guy's going to be fuming.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, glad to see you. Thanks for coming down. It's good to see your face." Because obviously they don't get many...
many people
coming
to
Wyndham.
Yeah,
no one's going
Wyndham.
Down there. And he said, I said, "Is there anything..." We were talking through all the stuff, like all like the comments on his survey and stuff. And I was like, yeah. He said, "Is there anything you want from us for the future? Anything like that?" And he said, "Well, I'm moving to Thailand in 2 weeks, retiring, opening up a B&B." So
what?
So he said, "That's I'm not really that bothered."
I'm not that bothered.
We're like, oh, cool.
What? Wait, how old was he?
60.
God, that's imagine that. Just
he looked good though.
Yeah,
he was in good shape. He cycles
like Gino.
Yeah. Oh, he looked, no, in the face, he probably looked in his 50s
yeah.
at least.
But cycles, though.
Yeah.
No impact on the body. Put
pictures of him all over the wall.
What did he need?
His cycling stuff. I think he did like charity stuff for charity.
Oh, right. It's not just like...
not just it. He just portraits.
In the post office. That's not bad, though, going to Thailand.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Going from Wyndham to Thailand, eh?
I know.
What a life.
Him and his wife, yeah. He sent us an email, actually, the other day, saying, "It's my last day tomorrow. It's a pleasure to meet you. All the best for the future." It's good. It's nice.
You know what you should do? You should find out where his B&B is.
He said.
There you go.
We'd literally been there 10 minutes and he said, "You'll have to come." Stay in touch.
Wow. There you go. You've got a contact. That's what it's all about. You remember about like going to different places and stuff and you have a contact.
He was a bit weird, Steve.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was a bit weird. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? You don't like to be in his B&B?
I wouldn't go, no.
No.
No. I'm going to stay anyway.
No.
I'm going, if I bumped into him, I'd let onto him.
Yeah. Find a Hilton instead.
Yeah. And a 4-star should be a 5-star hotel. Oh, fucking hell, mate. What a story. How have we slipped back into this?
I don't know. No idea. I don't know what's happened here. Fucking head gasket's blue.
Yeah.
Our head gasket's blue.
I think a coolant pipe's gone. Over here. Right. Do you want to talk about horror movies?
I don't know.
It'll give us another week, won't it?
Bit of research on it all.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch some.
Yeah.
Because I've only seen a handful.
I was thinking, I don't think it's something that's my strong point as well.
You're like... I think you have a knowledge of the genre.
I think we both do, though.
Yeah.
We both have knowledge more than other people.
Yeah, I could talk about it, like, but... I genuinely do not watch them at all.
Mm. Yeah, no, I don't watch any, like, especially modern ones.
No.
I think
my sister watches quite a lot of horror movies. Maybe we'll see if she'll come on and talk about it with us.
Yeah. We need some guests. I've got some guests lined up.
Yeah? They've had 3 weeks to get the stories, get their act together.
Yeah, I've got a few lined up there.
Nice.
Should be all looking positive.
Come in and look at our Confederate flag and...
It's good.
The room's looking good. We've got
look healthy.
We've got the little what is that? A Cherokee.
I think it is, yeah.
Well, it could be a samurai. No, it couldn't. A globe. The Confederate flag. Mo Salah's on the wall. Hanging, so I don't agree with you. Hanging from your side. And the fish.
Oh, yeah, the fish up there. Yeah, who knows what's going to be next?
No one knows. No one knows. Who was asking me if they... Dom Day said he wanted to come on, talk about Greek mythology or something like that.
Mm.
I know we've already done a mythology one with Matty, but...
Yeah.
He said he wanted to talk about something.
Yeah, get him on. Can anybody want to come on, talk about anything?
I think he'd be pretty good on it as well.
Yeah? Yeah, he's
knowledgeable.
That's it.
Reads a lot. He's been learning Greek, Latin.
Wait, what?
No, he's been learning Greek, like the Greek alphabet. He's been learning Greek, trying to read in Greek.
Reading, what's it, like a hobby or for like a reason?
No, hobby.
Oh, that's not bad, though.
And he's writing his own book. That could be interesting.
Wait, like a biography?
No, not about himself.
The way you worded that then.
No, he's writing, I don't know what it's about, but
crazy. So he's got some good book ideas. Talk to him about some.
He's very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
He is. It would be interesting to talk
about. Dom, get on. Get on and talk to us.
We'll pull him on next time we need someone. Mm. Do you know what, mate? It's been a pleasure. I know we had a few weeks off, bit of space, bit of time.
Bit of recentering.
Yeah. And I was actually quite dreading coming on and being like, am I going to be able to slip back in? Am I going to enjoy it? But no, it feels good.
Feels like we've just been doing it every day.
Yeah. I don't feel like I've missed. Well, technically, we've had a gap of 3 episodes, haven't we?
Yeah. This could be season 2.
Probably is, yeah.
If you want to class it, is that?
Some season 1, that though, 34 episodes. Unbelievable amount of episodes.
Yeah, consistent, that wasn't it?
Well, we just made it, we have to give ourselves a pat on the back. We did 34 episodes where we came in Saturdays and did double episodes so we didn't miss a week.
I don't think I've ever been that consistent with anything.
I've never done anything that much, honestly. I don't think I've ever done anything that much. Well, maybe playing footy. And we might get back into playing footy as well.
I've heard that every week now.
I really need to. I miss it so much. I'm just going to start playing 5-a-side, I think. Just me.
On your own?
No, I'm going to join.
Oh, join.
Just 5 of us.
I
need to play.
I can get 5 people if you're struggling. I need to do it a few days in advance.
I just want to play. Really bad. I'm feeling unfit.
Yeah. Should you go for do some running?
Yeah, I might do.
You know what you should do? Come play tennis with me.
No, because it's just...
That's...
I can't stay...
That's great,
You're misunderstanding me. It's not that I don't want to play tennis with you. I would love to. But it's the level between us right now is too much for it to be any fun for either of us.
I could just get a rally going.
No, because I haven't played tennis since I was in like year 10.
Remember that when like everybody smashed the balls over the urn?
Hitting it as hard as you can. Yeah.
No, I get it.
I do. I just want to... I love playing football.
It's a good rush, isn't it? When you have a good game as well.
Yeah.
And when everybody has
a good game.
You
know what I might do? And I'm not good at running. Like you said, go running. Maybe I'll just take my ball to the field, put my football boots on, and I'll just dribble up and down the field for hours.
Oh, yes.
Doing laps of the field, just dribbling a ball.
You know, that's probably like a good exercise to do, wouldn't it?
It's definitely a good exercise.
You know, I might try that as well, man.
I see people on my field all the time doing little drills and stuff.
Yeah. Like, would they be playing football team?
Yeah.
Should go out
just
with
a group
them?
Of like three lads. They do it every week and they have a goal set up. They get the poles and they weave through the poles and the cones and stuff, and they're doing drills and stuff.
You need to get them down to 5-a-side.
No, they're too good for us. They're pretty good, them. I only
see
them
training.
When I'm walking past the walking to the shop and coming past with me bottle of Coke and dairy milk whole nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. But I would, because it's just like getting your boots on. It's been so long.
And just think of
I think that's been a part of the reason I needed like a break. I think losing that, I think because we'd played every week for that long and then we probably went a month without playing, and I genuinely sat there and thought, we're never going to play football ever again.
Really? That was pondering. That's not a good thought.
No, because I genuinely don't think we will play. Not that consistency-wise, anyway.
No.
That regularly.
We did. At some year, there was like a time we played like every week, didn't we?
Yeah.
For the whole year or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Can't remember when, but there was a point in our lives.
We probably did a couple of years, at least.
Solid playing every week.
We played every week, yeah.
And the standard got good.
Actually, my old job when I was in the warehouse, and I'd take my kit to work because I was working nights, and I'd get changed in work and I'd bomb it straight to footy.
Oh, yes. That's what it's all about, just fucking getting there, doing it.
Yeah. But I don't know what it is at the minute with the lads. I know Joe's had his operation, isn't he, up?
Has he?
Yeah, he's had, because he had a little bit of floating bone, didn't he?
Floating bone?
In his knee. What? Floating around, getting trapped and jarring it and stuff. That's what it was, when his knee jarred.
That was, oh, I see, yeah.
It was the bone getting trapped in the joints.
Fuck, what is he like now?
So he's had that removed. He seems alright, yeah.
Does he feel better? Does his knee feel...
Yeah, I was watching two-stepping round 44 on Saturday.
Oh, there you go. No complaints. Straight in the team.
Yeah. But then with other people, it's like a lot of lads work's taking over in it, working away, working nights. We're growing up, Steve.
That's it. That's part of it.
Yeah.
We're getting older.
People at work is taking out of people. We're playing too late as well.
I think, yeah, for the listeners, we do play at 9 till 10.
9 till 10.
Is a bit... For people who have to get up in the morning...
I can't believe how close we were to playing the other day, you know, as well.
How close? One player away?
One player away, yeah.
See, I said to you as well, whenever we're... if we don't have the 10 by, midday on the day...
Yeah.
Even if it's one player...
It's definitely...
Never work.
If you get home from work and we haven't got 10...
It's not going,
it's not.
It?
You're not playing.
No, you need it. You need it.
If we've got 10... And I'll get my work clothes off and I'll sit there in my shorts or something, ready to go.
Yeah, pumping yourself up.
If that day, I was like, no.
No, it's not happening, isn't it? No.
Or because Hunter was in the pub, that's why.
Was that what it was?
And he backed out.
In the pub? What? Why would you pick the pub over?
He was off work, so he'd been out all day. Well, he took the dog for a walk, had a pint, and then dropped the dog off and decided he wanted more. Because he's an alcoholic.
Sounds, if you're picking that over 5-a-side,
yeah.
Doesn't sound healthy, that.
I might join an amateur 11-a-side.
An amateur one?
Yeah. Do you know when you're older, and people play 40s to 50s football?
Oh, I know what you mean.
I don't want to play. No, I've got a mate in work who plays a decent level.
Yeah.
40s to 50s.
Yeah.
Over 30s.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I want that level of amateur, not that serious, because I think when you join at our level, people still play pretty seriously, don't they?
Do you mean you join?
You're 25.
Yeah, there's going to be some.
You're 26 now.
I am.
Happy birthday.
Wait, how do you know about that?
Because I know when your birthday is.
No, you don't.
I know when everyone's birthdays are.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know when. I couldn't tell you anybody's birthday.
Yeah, I know whereabouts everyone's birthdays are.
Wow. What the hell? I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah. Happy birthday for the other day, Steve.
Thank you.
But yeah, so we're 25, 26 now.
We're in our peak.
Yeah.
You're
going to
be coming against people who are...
Serious.
Yeah.
Testosterone fueled.
Jacked.
So I just want to play you join a 5-side league like that, but for 11-a-side.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
You can do it as well. Or I might just start playing in the piss about Sunday cricket league at Prescott.
Are you still sold on cricket?
Do you know what? It's really irritated me as well. There were days, and remember I was telling you about, you don't pick a day to play cricket, the day picks you.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
There were days, a couple of weeks ago, when the weather was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was it's not a breeze.
Screaming out for
absolutely
a cricket ball.
Perfect for cricket. And it didn't even come into my mind.
What?
To go and play cricket.
No. So the day after when it's raining and you're fucking hell.
Yeah. Happened every time.
That's not good. You need to have a sign or something. It's just to remind you about cricket.
Is today, is today good enough for cricket?
What's the weather like today?
Yeah. Is it cricket weather? I don't know. I need to, we're coming out of cricket season anyway, September now.
Just grim clouds now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That thunder and lightning last night.
What was that? I was watching a film and the lightning was coming through, the curtains.
Yeah.
Lighting the room up. You know, I seen an outrageous storm when I was in Japan.
Yeah.
Like, the house we were staying in, like, it was like one side of the wall was like a window, what do they call it? Like, like sliding doors.
Yeah.
And it was like on the side of like a mountain, so it looked down. And so you had the whole view of the sky.
Yeah.
I remember sat for like 3 hours straight, just in the pitch black, staring out.
Watching lightning.
Lightning, like, hitting right in front. And the thunder was like, you know, there's no gap. It's just lightning and thunder.
That's
and
what it was by mine last night.
Oh, like, dead close.
Yeah.
Oh, it's powerful, isn't it?
I remember being out in the lightning storm maybe a year ago, 18 months ago.
Oh, wait, what?
In Joe's garden. Me and Paddy Sinnott were in the middle of a field.
Getting charged up.
Watching the lightning. I've got videos of it, like, forking through the...
That's it. Do you know, it's not me. I feel like I want to go running in that weather.
Well, I've always wanted to be like, when it's like torrential rain, like really heavy rain, just getting out in it just feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Ploughing through.
Getting out in the rain. Just getting soaked. Even with a good waterproof on.
No, you're doing anything. Just some shorts and a t-shirt. Yeah.
Running through.
Oh. Yeah, it was crazy, all the storms last night.
Yeah.
That lightning.
Bring it on, I want it again. Are we going to have it again?
You know what? If it starts again, I might actually go for a run in it. I'll run near. Do you stay near trees with lightning, or you stay away from them?
Stay away.
So you stay in the open.
Or maybe you go near them, so it hits the trees first.
Yeah, I don't know. Say if you're running, what would you do to avoid being hit by lightning?
Just wear plastic shoes.
wear rubber Crocs. Soles. Rubber soles.
Just ground yourself. That's what it is.
Yeah. Is that what? Yeah. So you wear like some Doc Martens, you sound running in Doc Martens. Yeah.
No, well, most of your shoes have rubber soles, Steve.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Don't wear metal clogs because you'll kill yourself.
Well, what if you were barefoot?
No, I don't think that grounds you.
No. No, you're literally grounded though, aren't you? They say it's. They use that word, don't they, when you're barefoot? You're grounded.
Yeah.
But I don't think it means what we're
on about. You're getting struck by lightning. I don't think much saves you. If you're going to be struck by lightning, you're going to hospital, regardless.
What about them stories where it's like people have been hit loads of times?
Yeah.
I haven't even,
you get hit twice. If you get hit once, you're like more likely to get hit again, aren't you?
Really?
That's all it
is. No way. What?
I feel like that's the thing.
What's the closest you've been is in that field that time?
It never came anywhere near me. I haven't seen lightning hit the floor in front of me ever.
Yeah.
But it was like kicking off like in the sky.
Yeah, the gods were fighting.
Yeah. It's fucking cool as fuck, isn't it?
Yeah, imagine going to battle under that. Imagine when you were like a Viking or something.
Yeah. They wear a lot of metal them as well.
Yeah, they are metal. Yeah. Metal as fuck. Yeah, they're getting, you're absolutely getting charged up with a big metal shield.
I'm trying to think whether it is... You've stumped me there, whether if you're in a field, you want to be in the middle of the field. I feel like you do.
But then it's going to hit you first, isn't it, the lightning?
No, but I feel like it's always going to go and hit the trees, the highest points.
Mm.
I don't think it would just hit in the middle of a field.
Random.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, there's only one way to find out. I'm going to go for a run tonight.
Yeah, it is raining. I don't know if it's going to thunder.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Should we call that a pod?
Go on, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having us back, guys. I do hope you enjoy listening to that one. It is a bit more of a personal one.
Very spontaneous.
Yeah.
Unplanned.
We've let our... Steve's let a story fly.
Let that one out.
Yeah, and we've let a bit of a rant.
I think you need to do fantasy football Premier League one where you just talk about football for the whole of it.
Yeah, you could put me in this room on my own and I'd just talk to myself about football.
Well, football is like when we had Joe as well, like it felt like we could just talk for 10 hours just about football.
You just go for, because the thing with football is I know that much about football.
Yeah.
A conversation about football in the back of my head, I'm already having another conversation about football.
There's already tangents flying off in your dome.
I'm ready to bring it up, boom, boom, and I'll just keep going. But, no. That's it. I just can't believe we haven't even done horror movies.
I was like looking at like stuff before and everything.
Yeah, we built ourselves a little structure, but we've just done what, 2 hours?
Two hours.
Fucking hell. Right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week, we promise, for some horror movies.
This was brought to you by Murdly Productions.